What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Little Apple, folks. Prime time edition, May 2nd, 2024. It's been raining all day here in KC Metro. Eddie Greer here in this area. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. And me and Alex will get together tonight, well, after this recording, to talk, probably. I'm going to have to shift some things around for the bonus pod, which, again, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, only on the Podbean app. So make sure you subscribe there. Make sure you, if it's your first time listening, thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen tonight, whenever you listen to this podcast. And make sure you subscribe to the main channel on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your Kansas State podcast. Men's golf here after they finish 11th in the Big 12 tournament last weekend. This was announced yesterday for the second straight year. Kansas State men's golfer Cooper Schultz will compete in the postseason as the junior has been selected to the NCAA Austin Regional. The NCAA Division I's Men's Golf Selection Committee announced yesterday during the NCAA Men's Golf Selection Show on the Golf Channel. And I recall on this podcast not too long ago, Carla Bernat also in the postseason on the women's side representing for Kansas State. So you have at least one of both the men's and women's golf team represented in the postseason regionals there. And of course, those that don't know, Schultz from Andover, Kansas, Schultz was selected as the fourth ranked individual to compete at UT Golf Club. This will go down May 13th to the 15th. It is the second straight year he will compete in the postseason at the Wildcats Advance as a team last year. So remember, we had a good team last year, really last 2 years. Little ups and downs this year. As I just mentioned in the top of the pod, golf team, men's golf, finished 11th in the postseason, while the women finished podium there and still missed the team side of it for whatever reason there. Grant Robbins, in a press release here, quote, "I'm really excited for Cooper to have the opportunity to keep competing as he continues here." Quote, "He has worked hard and improved every year, and I'm really proud of how he's grown, both as a person and as a player. I am also excited that he gets to go to Austin and play at the University of Texas Club." I believe that's correct. I say UT. "So I think it's a course that fits his game very well," end quote there. Schultz, ranked 166 in the NCAA, led K-State this year with scoring average of 71.03, which currently ranks third in K-State history to this point. As we're in the month of May, he has finished in the top 26 times in his 10-stroke play events, which includes four top 10 finishes in a pair of top five showings. The junior helped the Wildcats tally 287.3 scoring average this season to rank second in school history, only to last year's record-breaking mark. And for his K-State career, apologize, I'm getting notifications as I record here on this prime time edition of the podcast. Schultz, 71.8 scoring career average, 88 rounds, which would be the school record if he had two more rounds to qualify. He has posted seven top 10 finishes over his 3 years at K-State, which includes a victory in last year's Wildcat Invitational there. In addition to his NCAA selection this week, Schultz was also won a local qualifier for the U.S. Open at Crestview Country Club down south Wichita on Monday. Well, actually, this happened on Monday, so he won this thing in Wichita, which he scored a 6-under par 66. He will now advance to what is known as the golf's longest day, 36-hole final qualifier at one of 10 sites in the United States. This will happen this summer. Actually, really, next month in June 3rd. as well. So the NCAA Austin Regional is one of six regional sites, and it consists of 13 teams and 10 individuals. The top five teams in the low individual, not on the advancing team from each regional site, will advance to play in the NCAA Championship, which will go down at the end of the month over there at Omni La Costa Resort in Carlsbad, California. Man, I probably butchered that. But that is the NCAA Championships on the men's golf side. If Cooper Schultz were to advance May 24th through the 29th. So congratulations for both men's and women's golf or K-State, call it or not. Again, if you have missed out on that, it's on the Pro Project podcast feed. Go back, download it, listen to it. I had a brain fart. Cooper Schultz getting the nod yesterday to go back to a return trip to the postseason there. So we'll see what happens. This will go down for him the 13th and 15th through May 13th through the 15th of May this month. So Cooper Schultz right back at it once again for Kansas State Men's Golf, the Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. We'll be back tomorrow on a Friday edition. We will focus and zero in on the track team on Friday. Just put all the focus on that, since I keep hyping it up and not saying anything. So this is all things this podcast, all things K-State. So Friday will be all about the track and field team as they get ready for the regular season finale. And then, of course, you have baseball. Every series, conference series is big, taking on, or welcoming, I should say, their rivals from our East, KU Jayhawks, Twin Family Stadium, 3-game set tomorrow at 6, well, beginning at 6, and then game 2, 4 o'clock Saturday and 1 o'clock on the Sunday side. So we'll have more on that a little bit on that podcast as well. Right now, I'm going to wave the chicken flag on another episode on this Thursday edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Again, me and Alex are going to be set to record a bonus pod later on here in just a bit here tonight. And that will be solely on Podbean. So again, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Make sure that is the bonus podcast. The bonus podcast will be solely on Podbean. You're not going to get it on the main feed. You're going to have to. If you're wanting more Kansas State content, keep up with your latest men's basketball, women's basketball, football, and all that. Subscribe to Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 Eddie's, E-D-D-I-E, not Y, apostrophe S. Podcast. I did not put that name together. That was Podbean's idea, and they took it from the first part of my email address. That's going to do it for right now for the Pro Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from, which has been a rainy day here in Kansas City, Missouri. The Pro Project Podcast continues here this week. Go Cats.